I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Arizona tribal higher education institutions brace for possible federal funding cuts, and South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds talks about supporting tribal radio stations. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. While Congress continues mulling over President Trump's fiscal agenda, part of the White House budget proposes to essentially defund tribal colleges and universities, reducing federal funding by nearly 90%. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports on how Arizona schools are bracing for devastation. U.S. senators have a deadline of July 18th to decide whether to eliminate federal funding for public media. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds sits on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. He says supporting tribal radio stations is a priority through the process. Rounds says White House counterparts have agreed to work with congressional leaders seeking to keep tribal-operated radio functional through the process. Over the weekend, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs visited the command center for the Oak Ridge Fire in Window Rock, Arizona, to get updates and offer her support. The Oak Ridge Fire is on the Navajo Nation near St. Michael's. Hobbs says her administration will continue to coordinate with the tribe to contain the fire and with recovery efforts. Tribal officials, including Navajo Nation President Boo Nigren and Navajo Nation Council Speaker Crystalyn Curley, met with Hobbs during the visit. As of Monday morning, the fire was covering more than 10,900 acres. It started on June 28th. Officials say the fire has not grown significantly in recent days, and additional growth is not expected. Efforts will soon be shifting to the recovery phase of the fire. Officials say in the coming weeks, it will be critical to assess the fire's impacts on the land, vegetation, wildlife, and cultural sites. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.